This is the Brisnet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Anthony Stabile and Ed DeRosa.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Big A, Anthony Stabile in Saratoga. Action at DeRosa out in the Bluegrass State. Producer Lee Delapina back in our Lexington, Kentucky studios. 888-966-4776. That's the number to call if you want to jump on in and talk a little thoroughbred racing. Lots to go over this weekend. Alabama here at the Spa. Pacific Classic out at Del Mar. And, of course, the Queen's Plate up at Woodbine. Should be a fun weekend of racing. We'll have 16 stakes for you tomorrow night on the Weekend Stakes Preview presented by Naira Betts. That comes your way right 24 hours from now, right in this spot, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. So a big, big show tomorrow with 16 races. And this is what happens now as we start to get into the late summer, early fall. Breeders' Cup right around the corner. Ready to roll. Race going to kick us off tonight. Race is in New York. Hey, Race, welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show.
How are you, Anthony? What's cooking?
What's happening?
Listen, I want to tell you what happened to me last week. You won't believe this. The big country pick five. I hit the first four legs. I'm alive to the Chad Brown horse. I invested $16. I'm alive to, I think, $2,500. And I get beat because of Flavian Pratt. How do I not commit suicide?
Talking about domestic spending. Well, number one, I mean, that's not something to really make light of. Everybody was running around anointing this horse the second coming of Bricks and Mortar. I almost fell for it. The fact of the matter is, he is the kind of horse that is a little susceptible to getting beat on the front end. And, you know, he just didn't look like he looked in the Manhattan to me on Saturday as we welcome in Ed DeRosa. And two Emmys ran the race of his life and just kept on going. I mean, look, it's a terrible beat for $16 to get beat for $2,000 and change. It's an awful beat. Other than that, I don't know what else to tell you, Race.
All right, I got another good one for you. Naira has three tracks. Each one has two turfs and a dirt. Why don't they go to a poly track at each track so they can't, all these races don't get rained off?
I'm not worried about it. I don't think polytrack is the answer to anything. I'm not a polytrack guy. So you're talking to the wrong person.
I mean, what are they calling? What are they calling for this weekend up there? Is it going to rain again? It rains every weekend.
Well, yeah. You have to. You got to take the good with the bad. And I don't think the polytrack's is good. That's not for me. Ed, you want to weigh in on these?
I missed the million question or the Mr. D question. I mean, I'm generally pro synthetic. I also don't think it's an off the turf solution. Especially at Saratoga, you want to run on turf. You're going to run on turf. I mean, maybe it saves you a horse or two here or there, but then you kind of lose the MTOs because they might be, I mean, they're synthetic only, but not turf. So I'm pro synthetic, but I think for Saratoga with the seasonal nature of the meet, it doesn't make as much sense there as other places that are talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's a fit here in New York. That's my opinion. 888 866-476-4776. What's going on, man? I feel like it's been forever since we've done this show together.
Yeah, been a few weeks. But
and I won't be here next week either. I'm co-hosting the BCCA charity ball. So that's for a good reason.
Because it was EJ's birthday.
No. Happy birthday to EJ. But no, it's for that.
Why was it Arlington?
So, yeah, Bobby wanted to know, what was it like?
Being on with Bobby or Arlington?
Arlington.
Yeah, bittersweet. I'm glad I got to go. Weather was unbelievable. So that, you know, it's the way I want to remember it, but definitely melancholy knowing it was my last visit.
What do you think of the racing?
You know, I didn't commit this to print. And I mean, everyone commented about the Brewsty being a grade one. And Bristnet has something called race rating, which, you know, tries to assign a numeric value to the race in terms of its strength, top to bottom. And the Brewsty was the lowest rated grade one in our history of doing that number.
Wow.
And that, I mean, lower than two-year-old races, which are typically the lowest at the grade one level, just, you know, for hopefully our obvious reasons. So yeah, that was kind of a like, eh, but Santa Barbara was awesome. I tried to beat her. She looked fantastic. Ryan Moore actually talked after the race a little more than he's kind of stereotypically known to do. So, yeah, felt good to be a part of it, but, you know, disappointed at the same time that it'll be the last.
888-966-4776, the number to call. So now what are you going to replace that trip with? Are we going to get you to Saratoga next year?
I guess it's got to be Saratoga.
It's awesome.
That was always the stopper, so. Yeah. My first return since of drinking age.
Is that true?
Yeah, last time I was there, I was 20.
Wow. We all know it's impossible for you to find the drink up here at 20. 888-966-4776.
I didn't say I didn't drink. I just said first time.
I hear you, man.
Yeah, Middlesex Drive won the Hall of Fame, I think, was the day I was there.
Wow. Wow, blast from the past.
Yeah.
Blast from the past.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'd love to get to, though, and haven't been able to, is the Cup and Saucer harness race.
Okay. Where is that?
So, Prince Edward Island.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a bit. It's kind of like the Canadian jug.
It's a bit of a trip.
Well, I wouldn't drive.
Right. Crazy.
Yeah, I think Saratoga's finally got to be on the agenda.
What are you looking forward to the most this weekend? Big weekend of racing.
I'd say Malatat's return to the winner's circle.
Yeah. Well. I still have a little bone to pick with Malathat.
She cost you a score? Time.
Yeah. Mm. Middle pick five, big exacto with Maracuja. I wouldn't go for $64. Yeah. Bad taste. Bad taste. So, yeah, the Alabama's always great. Pacific Classic, Queen's Plate, getting back Queen's to a little Plate. Normalcy up there at least. That should be good. That should be a good weekend. Lots of action
this
weekend. Yeah,
13 in the gate. No, that's I'm not generally a fan of the cliche, like, oh, good betting race, because to me a good betting race is when you have an opinion.
Great betting race, though.
The crowd.
Yeah,
but
great betting race.
You put 13 in the gate, to me, and I think I've talked about this before, I mean, the Derby's sort of the super example, but that to me is where the super has to come into play. there's just so much inefficiency with the way people play and, you know, boxing horses, which sometimes can be right. But just in general, you know, if you can put in the time, even just a small action play, the supers, when you get into the 11, 12, 13 horse fields, just in my mind, automatically pay more than you think if you know, you're playing kind of one or two opinions instead of just trying to blanket the field. So absolutely worth a look.
888-966-4776. Vince in California is on the line. Hey, Vince, welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show.
Hey, good afternoon, you guys. Add a quick story. I go to Nove the first night with reservations, and it's so damn good. The pizza's so off the hook. We go back a second night real late because Saturday night's almost impossible to get into a restaurant at Saratoga, I found out. So we get there about 9:30, and we got this beautiful waiter, Carmine, and he's telling me everything about anything, and he brings the owner over, Louis Lazzanero comes over, and we start talking about Steve and Anthony, and he goes, oh, by the way, Anthony's in the back. And I said, well, you know, I don't want to bother him. He goes, no, I'm going to get his ass out here. And he's tickled to death. He goes back there. Anthony comes out, says hi. And it was just a real nice experience to visit Saratoga, and it's just a beautiful town, I'll tell you.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting up there again.
Yeah.
It was good meeting you, Vince.
Yeah, nice meeting you. And Ed, they were really on top of the in-house. The last thing, after the last race at Saratoga, the last thing I heard in the Saratoga paddock was your voice saying you like domestic spending over that Emmy horse. And I had her underneath on everything. They piped you guys in, which I thought was first class to give people an idea what was happening in the Arlington Million. And
yeah.
Another thing, Saratoga, the TV access is incredible. They have TVs everywhere. I'm a big guy looking at post parade. Raging Bull had no chance of winning the race. He lost it in the paddock. He lost it out on the track. I don't know what was wrong with him, but he had no chance. Unfortunately, I went with the four, and most people tried to tell me early in the day that Scott Storing was the play because look out. And I felt kind of bad, to be honest, when I came home that night back to the hotel because kind of had a little information. Someone called me about 3 hours before the race, and I just went with the four. You know, I was between the four and the five, and she just ran away with it and kind of took away my trip. I ended up losing some money, but it was nice meeting you, Anthony, and I had a really good time.
Good. I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did, Vince. It was good meeting you, too. Thanks for the call, as always. We'll catch up again soon. 888-966-4776.
Is Vince the first person you've met from the nation?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't think so. But.
No. Plenty of guys. Dan
not,
Leopold, I think,
quite
was the first.
As much as at Oaklawn, I hear a lot of people that listen to the show when I've been down there that come up to me. But Arlington crowd, very supportive of the call-in show as well, which
That's
is
awesome.
Always nice to hear.
Yeah, we always have Dave in Chicago calling in, so. Yeah, it's always nice to hear from the fans and see the piece, put the face to the name and the voice, right? Love that.
Absolutely.
888-966-4776. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of your calls as well as the Blood Horse News update. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRN.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrizNet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at bristnet.com/APR. The bristnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit bristnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Bristnet is the handicapper's edge.
Mark your calendars for the biggest night of racing in Charlestown history. It's the Grade 2 Charlestown Classic and Grade 3 Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th. This spectacular card features 9 stakes races and over $2 million in purses, plus $100,000 guarantees in the late Pick 4 and Pick 5, and a mandatory payout in the Jackpot Pick 6. Post time is scheduled for 5 o'clock Eastern. It's the Charlestown Classic in Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th, here at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Hi, this is the Big A, Anthony Stabile, reminding you that Race Day, presented by Twin Spires, comes to you every Wednesday through Friday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern here on HRRN. Bobby Newman joins me for racing from tracks like Churchill Downs, Belmont Park, and Santa Anita. We'll also bring you interviews with all of the players, both big and small, in thoroughbred racing. You can tune in to Race Day, presented by Twin Spires, on Sirius 219, XM 201, or stream it live on your home for all of racing's biggest events at horseracingradio.net.
This is Steve Asmussen. You're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Brisnet.com call-in show, 888-966-4776, the number to call. We'll talk everything and anything thoroughbred racing as the field turns for home in the finale at Saratoga.
Who got home?
The field just turned for home.
Oh, just turned for home.
Yes. Field's in the stretch. I boxed 412. I would love to see Vivizano come back on Marvelous Maud. But Marvelous Maud, 412-5. I had that. That was me.
You know, I think in the field, turns for home is one of the greatest sayings in all of sports.
Of course it is. Is there anything else? Is there anything close?
Rounding third and heading for home.
Rounding third. That's fine. All right. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. All right. While we wait for the phones to ring, 888-966-4776. Time now for the Blood Horse News Update. Look at the top headlines from bloodhorse.com. Code of Honor returns in Island at Monmouth Park. Not so much a new improved version of Code of Honor, who will make his return to the races in the Grade 3 August 21st Philip H. Island Stakes. Trainer Shrek McGee said, as it is a more mature one. Idle since a fifth place finish on January 23rd in the Grade 1 Pegasus World Cup Invitational Stakes at Gulfstream Park, Code of Honor heads a field of 7 for the $250,000 Island the feature on Monmouth Park's 14 race card. With those 7 months off, McGee said the 2019 Kentucky Derby presented by Woodford Reserve, Grade 1 runner-up, and the Grade 1 Run Happy Travers Stakes winner is now all grown up. We gave him a good amount of time off, and he has come back strong and has been training really well at Saratoga, he said. I'm looking forward to running him on Saturday. He's grown up quite a bit physically with the time off. He was a late foal, May 23rd, so we were always kind of playing catch-up with him. I think he is all caught up now. Big words from Shirley Ahe. That wraps up tonight's edition of the Blood Horse News Update. The new Blood Horse Plus is available through bloodhorse.com and provides exclusive content to subscribers, including a daily detailed stakes winner section, Fox Sports and Blood Horse branded weekly programs that showcase the thoroughbred industry's upcoming races and recap recent stakes races, behind-the-scenes videos and interviews, and so much more. There's no risk and no obligation, folks. You can try Blood Horse Plus free for 30 days. Just use the promo code FREEMONTHJA, no spaces, FREEMONTHJA, good through August 31st for the new Blood Horse Plus monthly members. Coat of Honor, I forgot that he was still in training.
I remember seeing his name not too long ago, and that refreshed my memory that, oh, yeah, he's...
I was stunned. I was like, wait a minute, he's not retired? I forgot he ran in the Pegasus. How bad is that?
Just wait till he finally meets up with Tacitus again.
Yes. Yes! David in Saratoga's on the line. Hey, David, welcome to the show.
Hey, Big A. Hey, Ed.
Hey there, David.
Enjoy the show. Big A, I hear you've been eating my muffins, so I have a little bone to pick with you.
Wait a minute. Is Cindy your wife?
Yeah. I take Dude. The boys up on the bike and ride, and we ride up in the morning to watch the horses. I come downstairs the other day, and I have three kids, and there's three bags, Thomas, Samuel, Sarah, and there's another bag next to it, and I'm like, okay, there's mine. And it says Big A on the bag with the muffin in it.
Those things.
And she said, the coffee's for you. I said, holy cow.
Those things, David, are sensational. I mean, absolutely positive. And, you know, it's so funny. Like, I'm on a weird schedule up here. When I was a kid, I knew I wanted to work in racing, but I knew I was allergic to 5:30. So I tried to figure out what I was going to do. But when Naira asked me to do the breakfast, I do it at Belmont. It's a completely different program. So I was like, yeah, I'll do it, whatever it is. I do it for the kids. And up here, it's like 90% adults. So I'm waking up early. I'm not really looking for breakfast. I grab a cup of coffee when I get to the track. Tom Amos is there every day. Ron Moquette, we usually grab a cup of coffee together and shoot the you-know-what until the folks start to come in. And then one day, one of the boys walked over some muffins. And then another day, the other boy walked over the muffins. I was just like, these things are bananas. And then finally, Cindy introduced herself on Wednesday, I want to say. Yeah, phenomenal stuff. So I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm stealing your muffins in the morning.
It's all right.
I love
it.
She's
great, and we enjoy the program. You guys do a great job, and I just want to call and say thanks and keep up the great work, guys.
How long are you guys up for? Are you staying around?
We go back to Richmond on Wednesday, so it's definitely a lot of tears, but we'll be back next summer. So we'll definitely catch up next summer.
I look forward to it. Thank you, David. Tell Cindy I said thank you once again. 888.
How about these muffins?
They were unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, you have no clue. Like, when she told me that they were leaving, I was sad. I was so sad. Now I got to actually figure out breakfast. So good. So good. That's the best one. The thing that was, and we've had some technical issues up here. And some other things go wrong. The weather has not been great. So I've been doing the show mostly from the house. I miss being out with the fans, but I've been doing the show mostly from the house. Part of it is all of this, the camaraderie, you know, coming by, buy me a beer. I want to buy you a beer. You gave me this horse. Here's a cigar. Like, my friend Tim lives 12 houses away. And him and I got started, you know, I was a big fan, and now the guy's become a close friend, and people, that's the best part of this place. Best part of this place. I'll say this, it's not the racing, it's the camaraderie. It's the interaction between the fans and the horsemen and women. Like, when I'm hosting the breakfast, if a fan approaches a trainer or a jockey, as long as they're not watching a workout or something, they'll sign an autograph, they'll take a picture. Like, everybody gets it up here. As intense as the racing is, and as heightened the microscope is, people just get it up here. People just get it up here. And I don't really have another way to put it.
No, it's great. You know, Keeneland has the boutique meet, Del Mar. But, yeah, there's just nothing nothing like what Saratoga offers with the you know, sort of summer day resort or camp, if you want to call it that style. Yeah, hope to get up there soon.
Peter's in New York. Hey, Peter, welcome to the show.
Big A, I'm the one that's always tweeting you about the stewards. I don't understand what they're thinking of. But my question is, my buddy and I have been arguing since the coaching club American Oaks about the ride that Johnny V gave Pletcher's horse. What was your assessment of that ride, and what do you make of those two horses going forward for Saturday's Alabama?
I think he did what he had to do. He has the target on his back with that filly. And I think if you have the target, you embrace the target. Now, let me be perfectly clear. I made a huge exacto Malathata Maracuja, and if I would have used them both in the pick five, I'd hit the pick five to the tune of $143,000. So if there's anybody,
wow,
if there's anybody who should have sour grapes here financially, it's me. And I'm telling you, I don't think he did anything wrong.
I bet my buddy, we always make these dollar bets, you know, just friendly dollar bets, that Pletcher would use Syed for this race. But you know what? He stayed with Johnny V.
I don't think, Peter, I really don't think he did anything wrong. What was he supposed to, do?
Put himself in the box? He didn't break well, or she didn't break well. And then Johnny V took pressure. I don't remember who the horse that pressured this horse was. But, I mean, it looked like Johnny V should have just settled the horse a little better, rushed up, took the lead, and I don't think that other horse would have went by her. Instead of battling with that other horse, who, in my mind, I forget who it was, had no shot of beating her.
I'm going to tell you another thing, and thanks for the call. I don't want to say the baton was passed, but 5 years ago, Johnny doesn't lose that photo. And I think it's more of a testament to how good, and more importantly, an interest is, and how strong some of these younger riders are.
Yeah, I agree with that take. I also agree that I thought I just thought she got beat.
And, yeah, he didn't do it. What did he do wrong?
I hate to admit that. I mean, I didn't see her losing. I didn't bet her to win at 2-5, but, you know, I definitely wasn't looking elsewhere at any point in the handicapping process. And, you know, I mean, short of her just being alone on the lead, like, I mean, it's as much of a horse race as you could want for a 4 or 5 horse field, whatever it was. So,
yeah.
You know, and I think I'm trying to remember where I said this, but I think, you know, and the undefeated thing, and Todd even referenced that, like, you know, that's a cool thing to have that now she doesn't, but horses get beat and we're just so conditioned. Oh, I was talking about domestic spending actually, but you know, we're so conditioned with some of these that they run, you know, like Unrivaled Bell or whoever that Dallas filly he had. You know, she ran 3 times 1 year. And that's an extreme example. But, I mean, when you're pointing them to races and not to lose, it can sting a little bit when they lose. But, you know, when you're running them out of the Manhattan and come to the Million and ship in, sometimes you're going to catch a lone front runner. And as you said, for domestic spending, that's not a great situation. So, you know, it's disappointing when they lose, but it's got to be part of the game, because I'd much rather see them run more often and get treated to the show than, you know, try to rack up two or three wins over the course of a year.
I don't disagree with you at all. 888-966-4776. We're halfway home. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of your calls. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRN.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BriskNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BriskNet.com performance plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BriskNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BriskNet.com/APR. The BriskNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BriskNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BriskNet is the handicapper's edge.
We have the world at our fingertips, inspiration in our touch, and power in our hands. Our hands, gentle enough to hold the next generation, yet strong enough to build movements that can change the world. Our hands can build relationships, frame ideas, and empower communities. We have the ability to share and imagine, create and comfort, love and heal the world around us. And it doesn't stop there. Right here, in our hands, we have the power to save a life. If you see a teen or adult suddenly collapse, call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest. The power is in your hands. Anthem Foundation is the proud national supporter of the American Heart Association's Hands Only CPR campaign.
Join HRRN every Saturday morning for the Equine Forum in its new three-hour format. Mike Pena will bring you interviews with the biggest names in thoroughbred racing, as well as new features like In the Room with Sean Clancy, Unsung Heroes, Kurt Becker's Stroll Through Racing History, and more. The Equine Forum, the show that launched a network. Saturdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 and streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
This is Elliot Walden, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Wow, it's some old school right there. Delapina going old school. Haven't heard that in ages. Welcome back.
That is indeed.
Welcome back. 888-966-4776. What's the next trip? You going to Breeders' Cup?
No Breeders' Cup.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, probably a day trip to Kentucky Downs.
How far is that from you?
2.5 hours.
That's a solo day trip? That's a long day trip solo.
I could see, you know, Joe Kay going along for the ride or Shapira. There's a biker bar in Bowling Green that has the killer wings, so that's always part of the draw for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I keep saying.
How about you? Downstate and.
God, I can't.
No
wait to
Breeders'
get home.
Cup, right?
I can't wait to get home. No, Mohegan Sun. Mohegan Sun deal's too sweet. The place is great. They treat me like a king.
You are a king.
I know.
I'm just a duke.
You're just a duke, yes. And I'm a lord, because I own a land in Scotland, so.
Oh. Is that with an E or no?
No. I'm not lords. Mm. Like, I don't, I'm not royal. I'm a lord.
Hmm. But yeah. You know what you call a magician that doesn't know magic?
No.
Ian.
Wow, I'll take bad dad jokes for 400, Alex. My word. How's the summer been treating you gambling-wise?
Up on Saratoga.
Good for you. This is a tough meet to be up on, my friend. Wow.
Well, I'm picking my spots. I'm not up like, you know, up living a lavish lifestyle because of it, but hey. Up is up.
I'm getting buried up here.
Definitely just more judicious and just trying to make the most when I feel like I have an opinion.
Good for you, man. This is a tough meet to be up at this year. I mean, listen, historically, this is a tough place to make money. A tough place to make money. And I feel like this year is even tougher for a multitude of reasons. One, you come back from a meet that pretty much was Belmont North because of the lack of shippers and lack of outside interest because of the COVID. So that's one. Two, there was an inordinate amount of favorites that won at the beginning of this meet. And now, while the favorites have stopped, there have been some horses that have won that are paying. There are horses winning that are paying $15 that should pay $115. And that's tough. It's tough to make money that way. It's tough to make money that way. So if you're winning $5 at this meet, you should be proud of that because this has been a tough road to hoe, man. This has been a tough road to hoe.
Well, I plan on hopefully staying the course for the final, what are we down to, 2.5 weeks? 3.5?
Yes. 2.5. 2.5, please, please, please. I took the breakfast job and I've been keeping out of the watering holes and, you know, it's just been a different type of meet up here for me. I'm ready to wrap it up. Some great racing left, but I'm ready to wrap it up. I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to
head. Well, 7 weeks is a lot different than 6, right?
It's 8. It's 8 weeks.
8? Oh, man. Yeah, that's, I don't care who you are.
I pulled up July 6th, July 14th, and I will pull out of here Labor Day. Like, I'm gone. I'm gone Labor Day. I'm Vapor doing talking trail. Horses. I'm doing talking horses, and I'm see ya.
How's see the new later. Car up there?
I'm sorry?
New car, right?
Yeah. Lil' Kim. Yeah. I will be eating mom's potato salad on Labor Day this year. There'll be no dilly-dally.
Does she do the deviled eggs?
No, she doesn't. She doesn't. No. Patty Brown does the deviled eggs, Chad Brown's mom. We had that Sunday. It was amazing. But no. I will be eating a Phyllis barbecue on Labor Day this year.
That's your ma?
Yep, that's mom. Gone. Like a fart in the wind. That's the line from Shawshank, right?
Yep.
Yeah. That'll be me. If you're alive in the Del Mar pick 5, hey, good luck. Wow.
Balloons?
The shortest number is with the 4. It's 81,000.
Wow. To the chalk?
81,552.
Dang.
It ranges from 81,552 to 578,64.
What's the most you've been live to?
The most I've been live to, like, where they put the prices up?
Like the will, you're live to whatever pick 5. You see the will pays. You're 4 for 4, 5 for 5, whatever it is, and you're live to a horse that's paying
$58,000. I want to say it was Father's Day last year. Belmont, Father's Day 2 years ago, rather, Belmont. I was alive in the late pick five. Didn't like my coverage in the last. It was like one of the maiden claimers. So I was five deep in the pick five and decided that I was going to cover in the pick four, and I went all in the last leg. I wound up cashing for $4,700. But there was a horse, a long shot I liked. I want to say it was the 12 horse. That between the pick four and the pick five, I would have won like 55 or 58,000. And the gate opened and he was sitting third early. And he looked like he had a chance, but he faded. And some horse I didn't have in the pick five won. Heman Harkey came flying down the middle of the track, paid $87, and I hit the pick four for like $4,700. So it was a good result. It was a good result.
Heman's still on the duck?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't think that's going to change.
Hmm.
888-966-4776. 888-966-4776. How much of the weekend work have you gotten done?
Zero.
That was a very forthright answer. Zero.
I mean, it's literally have not looked at a race beyond today.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a night ahead of me.
Joe in Albany's on the line. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Big A and Ed. I had a call once that told that joke because it sounded like you guys needed a call. So I want to bring up something that might be sort of controversial, but Johnny V, he's the head of the Jockey Club, is that correct?
Jockey's Guild.
Jockey's Guild. Okay. Why in the world is he riding for Baffert at Saratoga? He doesn't need the money.
You know, Joe, this is a good question. This is a good question. I have been as outspoken about the Bob Baffert situation as I think he could possibly be. If he is allowed to run, I don't think it's on Johnny. And I was vocal about Johnny trying to dissuade guys from riding at Monmouth Park. I didn't think that was right. But in this instance, I don't have any problem. And here's the problem. Here's why. It is my belief that when all is said and done, Bob Baffert is too big to fail. You would like to think everything is going to hold up. Now, we're talking on a BrizNet show owned by CDI. He won his lawsuit against Naira and was able to run here. How long before you think there's an injunction filed, or if it's not done already, to get rid of the Derby ban?
Mm-hmm.
He's too big to fail.
Right.
It's unfortunate because he should go down in flames. But he is too big to fail. And now he has courts agreeing with him being too big to fail. And I'm not going to ask Ed to weigh in on this because Ed's in a bad spot. But
I have a question.
Okay.
I don't understand for the life of me, and granted, I haven't really tried to hunt down attorneys who could probably help better than you can from a legal standpoint, but I lived through as a turf writer when Tampa Bay banned the jockeys.
Right.
Unceremoniously banned, no information released, nothing. And it held up, and it was always racetracks or private property. They can have, they can deny or allow whoever they want to ply their trade. And it always seemed like a no questions asked thing. But for trainers, it doesn't seem to be the same rule, and I just don't understand why.
It doesn't seem to be the same rule. And Joe, thanks for the call for this guy because of some of the people he trains for.
Yeah, I...
This isn't difficult.
Way of the world, unfortunately.
It's really not difficult. You know, some people are going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I don't care anymore. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, you know, it's he's too big to fail. That's it. That's how it works. That's the way of the world, my friend. We don't have to like it. I know I don't like it, but you got to live with it. And
isn't that the tail wagging the dog? Because what if it? What if the lack of ability to fail ends up toppling the whole industry?
It's beyond the industry. We did what we could. You guys banned them from the Derby. We banned them from everything. You banned them from everything. We banned them from everything. We had a we had a judge tell us we couldn't.
Right.
We did what we could. We're overruled. You guys are going to try to do what you can. You're going to be overruled. Bob Baffert will have a horse in the 2022 Kentucky Derby. No way around that.
I want to know if we have to buy Steve dinner.
Steve's going to wait a really long time for that dinner. Let me tell you that right now. 888-966-4776. We'll take one more break. Come back and wrap it with more of your calls. You are listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrizNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet is the handicapper's edge.
Mark your calendars for the biggest night of racing in Charlestown history. It's the Grade 2 Charlestown Classic and Grade 3 Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th. This spectacular card features 9 stakes races and over $2 million in purses, plus $100,000 guarantees in the late Pick 4 and Pick 5, and a mandatory payout in the Jackpot Pick 6. Post time is scheduled for 5 o'clock Eastern. It's the Charlestown Classic in Charlestown Oaks on Friday, August 27th, here at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races.
Get to know the men and women who make this sport go on Trainer Talk, presented by Fasig Tipton. Mike Pena sits down with Hall of Famers, up-and-comers, and everyone in between with an intimate conversation that goes beyond the X's and O's. Hear their stories every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 or streaming live at horseracingradio.net. It's the show that trainers listen to. Trainer Talk, presented by Fasig Tipton, only on HRRN.
Hello, this is Steve Cawthon, winner of the Triple Crown 1978 aboard Affirmed, and you are listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRN, 888-966-4776. We still have some time for a call or two. What's going on over at the website this weekend, Ed?
Definitely Pacific Classic focus, spotlight selections, workout reports, Emily's thoughts with the daily selection. So for those maybe unfamiliar with Southern California, want to dip a toe and get caught up, definitely recommend Emily's stuff and all the usual accoutrements for Saratoga as well. And with Woodbine, a lot of great promos and content for that. I always love supporting them up there with stakes both days, Saturday and Sunday, with the Queen's Plate Sunday. So, as you noted at the top, a full weekend as you would expect here in the summer.
Steve in Alexandria is on the phone. Hey, Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, I was calling on the Baffert. Didn't the judge say Nyver didn't give him a due process? I mean, you clowns still got Marcus Vitale and Wayne Potts racing there. Come on. I mean, how are you going to spend that?
Again. Yeah, well, number one, you called me a clown for no reason. I mean, I don't find the need for the clown comment. Number two, as Ed said, the trainers seem to get a lot more leeway than other guys, than other owners and jockeys. I mean, if you're going to let Baffert run, if you're going to get overturned by a court of law for one trainer, what makes you think you're not going to get run over by for the others? So it's at this point, you might as well let everybody run. You're going to lose. The precedent's been set. We barred him. He went to court. He got it overturned in 5 weeks. 5 weeks. Nobody get this?
Is he running in the Travers or just bringing Gamine?
I think he's just bringing Gamine. Which, by the way, the way these horses have run so far, how much money do you want to book on Gamine? Tell me how much money you want to book on Gamine.
Who else is in there, though?
I don't know, but I don't want Gamine.
Right.
888-966-4776. The guy have to call me a clown for.
Well, I think he more meant kind of the institution of racing.
No, I think he meant the folks at NYRA, and I'm part of NYRA. I don't need to be called a clown. Not nice.
No.
What's for dinner tonight?
That's a good question. I think quesadillas, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Those quesadilla makers are pretty sharp. Little jalapeno, sour cream, salsa. Solid.
We've got time for one more call. 888-966-4776. Maybe you can get in on the mini golf challenge next year if you come up here.
Oh, I'd love that. I shot a 38 once.
Wow.
Virginia Beach.
How about Kirk Wyckoff? Guy shot 9 under in mini golf and he can't lose a race in Saratoga.
9 under?
9 under.
What's the par?
I don't remember. I try to forget that day as best as I possibly can. We raised an awful lot of money for a good bunch of good causes, but that was the beating. And that was the worst beating I've taken up here, and forget about it. I'm really looking forward to the Alabama. I don't want to get into it as to why. I like a long shot.
Oh.
I'll give it out tomorrow.
Will this be on the weekend stakes preview?
It will be.
All right.
Yeah, I like a long shot.
Mile and a quarter.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that reminder. We don't run enough mile and a quarter races.
No. Agreed.
I will say that till the day I die. We do not run enough mile and a quarter races.
Well, and you know I think the Alabama and Oaks should be classics for the Phillies.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do not disagree. Especially the Alabama. No offense to the Kentucky Oaks, but mile and a quarter.
Oh, no. Alabama's the one.
Alabama's the one, right? Alabama's the one. It's amazing how it's really all up here. And I don't say that as a homer, but like, if you want to put the Breeders' Cup aside, right? If you want to win, excuse me. If you want to win an older horse race, you want to win the winning, right?
Not mile.
You see, right, I'm with you on that, but I think the fact that it's a mile kind of takes the allure away for some owners and trainers.
Hmm.
Right? Yeah. It's in Saratoga. It's a two-turn mile and an eighth. It's the Whitney. Right? You want to win the Alabama.
Right.
Right, think about all the Philly and Mare races, sprinting. You want to win the Madison, or do you want to win the Ballerina?
Derby City Distaff.
You're such a homer. I sound like one too, but, you know, this is just how it is. A lot of great racing left up here. Well, we got 3 days, 14 days left. 14 days left of racing.
I'm still waiting for that 2-year-old jaw dropper.
Yeah, me too, man. Me too. And we're waiting like everybody else is. It's really something that it hasn't happened.
Right.
It's really something that hasn't come close to happening. Yeah. It's really, it's kind of sad. Because we used to see, we were spoiled for so many years.
Right. I do think, and I hope, you know, I hope people paying attention and, you know, maybe this is a chance to zig instead of zag. You know, I think what Baffert did in particular, which Farrell was a grade one winner at two, but you look at his 3-year-old campaign and then Justify, Medina Spirit, Authentic was a different derby, but, you know, I think there's just sort of this, oh, you can get horses ready just with the strong 3-year-old campaign for the Derby. And I'm not so sure that's the case for most programs. And I definitely just hope we see, you know, some more 2-year-old excitement going into 3-year-old year than we've had over the past few years.
Yeah, Justify certainly changed the game. No way around that with the late development and the fact that there's no more allowance races, these 2-year-olds don't start till later. It's all different.
Right.
All right, my man. Great job as always. This was fun. We'll do it again
in
2 weeks.
We'll miss you next week. Say hi to James for me.
I will. Look forward to seeing James Scully next week for Travers. We'll talk. You'll be on with Bobby Newman next week, and we'll talk to you again soon. All right.
Sounds good.
For Action at the Rosa, Bobby Newman from earlier, our producer Lee Delapina, everyone here at HRN on the Big A, Anthony Smeal. Hope you have a lucky night. I hope you win all your photo finishes. Talk to you tomorrow at 3 for Race Day, presented by Twin Spires.